Street Bar and Grill post-game show. Brought to you by the Water Street Bar and Grill. Robbins Parkway on the Toms River. Stop in before or after the game and catch all the college and pro football action on their 21 HD TVs. The Water Street Grill is Toms River's new hometown sports bar. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
And we're back here on the Water Street Grill post-game show. It is time for our Water Street Grill Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. And with that segment, we set things down to the field, and it's Sir Luca.
And I am with the Water Street Grill Ocean Trophies Player of the Game, Ryan Davies. Ryan, big effort out of you and the Rebels tonight.
Yeah, definitely big. You know, we want to finish with an even record, you know, and Bristol Memorial is always a big game. It's only... A lot of people don't even know. It's only like 5 minutes away from it's like a brick Howell border. And we play like the last like 5 years we played, everyone said this week, every game's within like a touchdown or a point. And either we're knocking them out of the playoffs, they're knocking us out of the playoffs. So it's definitely, you know, a lot of motivation to do well. So it's good. It's a big one.
You know, you've had a huge year. I think you're up to like 27 touchdown passes now and very few picks, which is the sign of an outstanding quarterback, and certainly you are. Has it been a somewhat little disappointing, obviously, that we're not making a playoff run this year?
Yeah, I mean, it is, because, you know, it's about the team. I mean, I'm doing well, but, you know, I'd rather just win than get the stats. And I was, you know, my senior year, I want to be able to go into the playoffs. But, you know, we're going to try our best consolation game. We got a big Thanksgiving game. It's Colts Neck. They're pretty good. So we're still going to try to have a big run at the end of the year. So it's good.
Well, you know, tonight, the passing game, you know, the short passing game, outstanding, as your players trying to make fun of you here, right? But the short passing game worked, but when you wanted to go downtown to Diego, you hit him twice.
Yeah, definitely. Even, you know, a lot of people are starting to cover him deep, and they're really worried about him because he's got big stats and stuff, but it seems like no matter what coverage they're playing, somehow we get him at some point. You know, it happened twice, we got him. And they just, some, I don't know if they fall asleep or if he's that fast, or I don't know. We just, every once in a while, we just toss it to him. So it's good.
Well, you know, this group of receivers, you know, one of the better groups as a whole that Howell's had in the last, you know, 10 years or so.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's more balanced. I feel like, you know, Clark kind of had most of it last year. Phil Adamo had a lot. So it's probably the most balanced receivers. You know, you got Torrey Robinson, Yeagle, Nick Craig, Pat. Everybody does their own thing, you know, contributes. So it's definitely a lot of weapons, so it's good.
All these guys over here are trying to make fun of you. Don't take them to dinner at the Water Street Grill, okay?
I'll probably just go with my mom, you know. It's probably better.
Well, congratulations. I'd like to see you finish the year off with two W's and, you know, put you over the 30 TD mark, you know, and good luck in your college career.
Yeah, thank you a lot. Thanks a lot. It's nice talking to you.
That's Ryan Davies, our Water Street Grill Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. Super night tonight, super season for the senior quarterback.
Ed, I want you to look over towards us. Matt's paper is all just blew out of the press box.
If you happen to see him coming up,
while you're
more
walking,
importantly, the spotting board and like the recap from last week, that's the thing that I need the most.
Yeah.
All those papers that are blowing on the field, those are Matt's.
Well, if you let me know where it is, I'll pick it up for you.
Well, wait to your left. They're scattered from
Brad's
about the 40-yard line
one,
and in.
One on the track, but he's looking for his manila folder board more than anything
Any
else.
Any white paper you see between the 40 and the 20 on the track or in the stands,
well,
is
Brad,
mine.
I think Brad just got one.
There's one right over here, but Brad, you keep walking towards us. You should see it might be in the bleachers, actually.
I think there's some in the bleachers or in between the bleachers and the fence line.
There is so much paper and cups and garbage underneath these bleachers that I am not going. There it is. I see it, Matt. I do see it.
All right. Best save of the night right there. As we get set to say goodnight, our thanks to athletic coordinator Bill Bruno here at Brick Memorial High School. The head coach is Walt Curry. And Corey Davies. For my partners, it's our Luke and Kevin Williams, and our thanks, of course, to Frank Costantino and Brad Burescano here as our engineering crew. A couple of reminders for you, Monmouth football tomorrow on the Shore Sports Network on our AM stations, and Jets football on Sunday on 105.7 The Hawk. You can hear the wrap-up of this one and all things high school football on Thursday as we do the Barnabas Healthcare High School Football Show live from Boston's at 7 o'clock. Howell wins this one tonight, 23-7, over Brick Memorial. For Ed and Kevin, I'm Matt Harmon, wishing you all a great rest of your football weekend. Good night, everyone.